The rock salt itself, when we're looking at the thaw rocks versus handout number 5, it's showing a larger granule of the actual rock salt itself versus the thaw rocks. Smaller granules would achieve the same thing as the thaw rocks with the bounce off of the scatter, would it not?
Mark, what have you found?
Yeah, certainly that's something that the industry has looked at. We have actual equipment we can put on the back of trucks now to crush salt as it comes out and then wet it. But you are right, and that the thaw rocks has been run through a pug mill and then treated, so you're going to see less scatter even with the thaw rocks as well. So certainly that would be a plus to do that. But you also have probably seen the same thing. If we get too fine, it wants to pack in the trucks as we drive down the road and bounce on that. And then it's more difficult to come out. And our experience with the treated material is it flows very well. So it's kind of a half a dozen of one, half a dozen of the other.
Is the treated material a sticky material then that it causes it to stick to the road?
You know,
or is it a wet material that essentially dries on there and quickens the melting process?
It's a little bit of both. They use an organic along with the mag on there, so the organic is going to give us, it's similar to what we were doing in our liquid operations where we're adding some sort of organic product to our liquids when we can in order to make them a little sticky to the road, kind of like a corn syrup, a sugar cane, a molasses product, a sugar beet. Similar, they use that here in this product as well, and that's going to give us a little stick to the road while at the same time we've got that added de-icing chemical of a magnesium chloride on here as well. So you're getting a little bit of both out of that.